As we have been discussing, a kli shemalach del iser may be moved letzorech gufoy mekaymai. And as the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf Beis Amud Beis gave us quite an extensive list of examples of different uses of kli shemalach del iser that could be used letzorech gufoy, and the common denominator in all of those issues, in all of those examples, is that we're actually using the keli shemalach del iser for a permitted purpose. And that clearly is in the category of keli of tzarech gufay. But there are other examples that I saw the Paiskim give that are also included in the heter of keli shemalach del iser that may be moved tzarech gufay. One very bechiddush that I saw Rabbi Kiva Eger hold, and I saw the many poskim quote this Rabbi Kiva Eger, that on Shabbos one may give a chosin, a gift. There's a mitzvah to be mesameach a chosin, and there's a mitzvah for a chosin to be besimcha, and therefore giving him a gift on Shabbos which will cause him simcha, even if what we're giving him is a keli shemalach del iser, that's considered letzorech gufoy, and it may be given to him as a gift. The Shmira Shabbos Kolchosoy interestingly says, so what is the basis of what Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying? The basis of Rabbi Kiva Eger saying is that since there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos, since there's a mitzvah to be mesameach the chosin, which even is on Shabbos, giving him the gift is a way of fulfilling that mitzvah, and that's called letzorech gufay. So the Shmir Shabbos Kuchosay says, and what about returning to somebody on Shabbos an aveda, something that he lost? Would that also be considered letzorech gufay? The Shmir Shabbos Kuchosay makes a very imperich chav, sif yud beis, ha'orach chav ches, makes a very interesting distinction. He says, by a chosin, there's a mitzvah to be mesameach a chosin, and there's a mitzvah for the chosin to be besimcha. And therefore, by giving him a gift, both the giver and the chosin, the receiver of the gift, are fulfilling a mitzvah. Whereas, says Kivega, says the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosay, by a Shavas Aveda, if I find a lost object that belongs to somebody, so indeed I'm fulfilling a gift, I'm fulfilling a mitzvah. But the person who I'm giving it to, the person who lost the object and I'm returning it to, he's not being mekayim a mitzvah. And therefore, he says there you can't give a keli shemalach del iser, it's not considered letzorech gufay umekayim. The Paiskim say that if one wants to pick up a keli shemalach del iser because it's a beautiful object and he wants to look at it and enjoy it, that isn't considered tzarech gufay, and one may not give it to him. Pick it up for that purpose. That's not called picking it up with tzarech gufay. In continuing to understand the halachas that we're allowed to move a keli shemalach del iser letzarech gufay umekaymai, the Paiskim discuss that, let's say I don't need this object on Shabbos, but I'm going to need it on Matzah Shabbos, that is asur. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Prima Gadim, all say tzarech gufay has to be on Shabbos itself. But the Tehillah of David has a very interesting discussion. He says, what would be the halacha? I have an object which is a keli shemalach del iser, which, as the Gemara tells us very clearly, and as we learned, the Shulchan Aruch says so as well, may not be moved. That means if the entire purpose of moving this object is only to prevent it from getting broken, I may not move it. But what is the halacha? May I move it mecham letzeil? Because later in the day, I'm going to need it letzarech gufay. So the Tehillah of David doesn't answer the shaila, but I saw that there are paiskim that are lenient. And it really goes back to an issue that we discussed in our previous shiurim in understanding why a keli shemalachta le'isr is muksa. If we understand that a keli shemalachta le'isr is muksa, because since when it's used le'isr, as the Rambam seems to learn, amaksadas, I take it away, that I take it out of my mind, I'm going to use it. Here, I'm going to need it for a permitted purpose, and therefore maybe I'm allowed to move it. But if we follow the opinion of the Ravid, that Chazal wanted to limit the use of these kelim on Shabbos because of a gzeira, then of course, only when we actually need it is the heter of tzarech gufay apply, otherwise it doesn't. Similarly, what would be the halacha if I may need to use this item, letzarech gufay? Is that a good enough reason to move it? Or must I absolutely have the need in front of me to be able to move a keli shemalach de l'isr? So here too, it depends how serious we understand the isr of moving a keli shemalach de l'isr. Certainly, if I don't need the keli shemalach de l'isr, letzar gufay, but someone else needs it, letzar gufay, the Paiskim say that's a good enough reason to be allowed to move it. However, if the person who needs it is not a Jew, then the halacha is there, the Paiskim make the following distinction. They say, if the Akum is going to be using the Keli Shemalach del Isser for a purpose that is Osir, that I'm not allowed to do on Shabbos, then we may not move it on his behalf. If he's going to use it for a purpose that I could use it as well, in other words, if I'm going to move the hammer so the Akum could use that hammer to crack nuts, so since I could use the hammer to crack nuts, then the halacha is I can move it on behalf of the Akum, who also wants to crack nuts. Similarly, the Paiskim take it a step further. What would be the halacha? That we know that under certain circumstances, an Akum is allowed to do melacha on behalf of a Jew. Of course, there are very limited circumstances. So let's give an example. Let's say the Erev in a city tour. And the halacha is that, of course, a Jew may not fix the Erev. An Akum, the Paiskim are more lenient to do an Issa de Rabbanon in fixing the Erev. So could I pick up a hammer to give an Akum to fix the Erev? The Paiskim take a lenient opinion, and they say that that is also considered in the heter of Tzarech Gufay. The Paiskim also discuss, as we've been learning, to carry a keli shemalach del isser letzarech gufay mekaymai is mutter. To carry a keli shemalach del isser mecham letzeil is asur. So what would be the halacha where I really don't need the keli shemalach del isser letzarech gufay mekaymai, but I will find a tzarech gufay mekaymai use for it to avoid it from getting ruined? That means, let's say I have something outside. Let's say I have a hammer outdoors. And I don't need the hammer really on Shabbos, but I don't want to leave my hammer outdoors. So I'll decide to use the hammer to crack nuts, or I'll decide that I need the space on which the hammer finds itself in order to have a heter to move that hammer, because I don't want it to get ruined which is mechamel tzel. What would be the halacha? And this too depends on the machlokes that we discussed in the previous year. Because we spoke in the previous year, the machlokes achronim, machlokes Tosfos Shabbos versus the Mishnah Berura. If we're learning that a keli shemalach d'leissa may be moved l'tzarech gufi mekaymai, should one still try to avoid moving it l'tzarech gufi mekaymai? Only do it when it's absolutely necessary? Or if the Chazal said it may be moved l'tzarech gufi mekaymai, it may be moved and we don't have to look to avoid moving it? And as we've been explaining, it really depends on how we understand the issa muksa of keli shemalach d'leissa. So this will be very similar. If we follow the psak of the Tosfos Shabbos, that we can move a keli shemalach d'leissa no matter what the situation is, then the halacha would be that we can move this keli even if I don't actually, even if my real goal is mecham l'tzel. If, however, my goal is not, if really I'm not supposed to move a keli shemalach d'leissa unless absolutely necessary, then here I would not be allowed to move this keli shemalach d'leissa unless it's absolutely necessary. As we begin discussing the heter of tzarech mekaymai, so again, the example of tzarech mekaymai is I need the space that I have this keli shemalach d'leissa on. So a great example is if we learned in the previous shiur that a frying pan, not a regular pot, but a frying pan is certainly considered a keli shemalach d'leissa, and I have the frying pan on the counter on Shabbos, and I need that spat on the counter for whatever other reason, that would be a perfect example of moving something l'tzarech mekaymai. But what would be the halacha if I don't need the exact spat? And this is the most common question that comes up when speaking about the heter of tzarech mekaymai. I don't need the exact spat where this keli is. But this keli being where it is bothersome to me. I saw a number of examples. Let's say on my Shabbos table, there's a keli shemalach d'leissa. Am I allowed to move that keli off the table? I don't need that. I have a Baruch Shem, a large table. And this spot where this keli finds itself, I don't really need it. But am I allowed to move it? Is that considered tzarech mekaymai? The Shalos Tshuvos Machs Eliyahu and other Paiskim, the Machs Eliyahu is in Siman Mem Vav, take a lenient approach. The Ber Moshe is Machmer and Chel Ches, Siman Choftes, Lamed Aleph, and he says that only if it's a very serious situation. He gives an example. Let's say I have guests in my home and there's a keli shemalach d'leissa in that room that I need to get out, otherwise I won't bring the guest into the house. Then I can move it. But otherwise, just because it bothers me somewhat, I'm not allowed to move it. And so too I saw in the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosoi, if it bothers me so much that I won't bring the guest into the room, the words he used, Vim Yashom, if this Keli Shemalach d'leissa is there, Lo Yichnisein Bechedezer, I won't bring him into this room, then I can move it, otherwise I shouldn't. I saw other Paiskim that say that if it's so bothersome that I don't want to have guests or it bothers me to such a great degree, that maybe it also falls into the category of graf shorei, that the halacha is that I'm not moving a graf shorei, that I'm allowed to move a graf shorei on Shabbos. Ramosha, indigris Moshe, chel chay, archayim chel chay, simon chaf beis, oislam and aleph, was asked if someone has a pen on the table And obviously it bothers you to have a pen on the Shabbos table. And a pen, of course, is a keli shemalachdel iser. Could you take it off? So Rav Moshe has a very interesting point, approach. Rav Moshe says, why do you want to take it off? Because the pen on the Shabbos table is not covered Shabbos. He says, you know what is covered Shabbos? That if you have a pen on your table and you know that it's Shabbos and that there's hilchas muks involved and you're not going to move something that's muks on Shabbos, that is the greatest covered Shabbos. And therefore, Rav Moshe says that one can move a pen, one should not move that pen to show the covered Shabbos, On the other hand, I found an interesting Me'iri. The Me'iri in Masechet Shabbos here on Daf Kuf Chof Dalet Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil, Miksas Mefarshim, says, Miksas Mefarshim Pirshu, Shloi Nesa B'Melach Del Issa B'Macham L'Tzel, El Adas Oysa Muksa. First, he says there are those that want to suggest that the entire Isser of moving Keli Shemlachdel Isser on Shabbos Michamel Tzeil is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, who has a stringent opinion of Muksa. Avler Shimon Shematav Muksa, according to Shimon, and it's important to point this out, when the Gemara says many times Rabbi Yehuda Islay Miksa, Rabbi Shimon Leslay Muksa, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that Rabbi Shimon doesn't subscribe to Muksa. Of course he subscribes to this Muksa. What it means is that he has a much more lenient and less stringent approach to Muksa. So the Me'iri continues, Al Shimon Shemata b'Muksa, v'sh'on ha'paiskim k'maisa b'Shabbos, mutter. So he says that there are those that want to say that according to Shimon, a keli shemalach d'lista can be moved even m'cham l'tzeil. Says the Me'iri, v'ein ze klum, sh'afler of Shimon v'adei asr. If Shimon holds that you can't move a dover muksa, even a keli shemalach d'lissa, even mecham l'tzeil. But this is what I want to read further. Mevishay she'en kan tzorich Shabbos klal. Rav Shimon says that you know when you can't move a keli shemalach d'lissa, when there is no purpose served for Shabbos. V'nimtza metatel tzorich oil. If you're moving this keli, you have no Shabbos purpose of it. Rotzen loyma letznius yishtamish b'olamachar. So it seems from the Me'iri that as soon as there's a Shabbos-tig purpose involved here, the examples that we've been giving, that you're moving this keli on Shabbos because it bothers you to be on the table, maybe the Me'iri is telling us you're allowed to move it, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos under those circumstances. Another Shaila that I saw that comes up in the discussing of Keli Shemalach Del Isser L'Tzorich Mekaymai is, let's say, again, going back to the issue that we've been saying, that the definition of Tzorich Mekaymai means that you need the exact spot on which this Keli finds itself. So what would be the halacha? We have a very big table, and you have a pen, the example that we just discussed. You have the pen on the table, and the pen is bothering you, and you say, you know what, I need this spot where the pen is to put my sefer, to put my cup, to put my dish. That's Sarif Makaima. But the truth of the matter is, you have a very large table, and you don't need to have that exact spot. You can put your sefer or your cup or your dish elsewhere on the table. Do you have the head of Tzorich Mekayim or not? And that really goes back to the Machlokes of the Mishnah Berurah and the Tosfos Shabbos. According to the Mishnah Berurah, they were supposed to avoid moving a Keli Shemalach Del Isser on Shabbos. One would not be allowed to do that. We have to try to avoid moving a Keli Shemalach Del Isser. If, on the other hand, if it's a situation where we follow the opinion of Tosfos Shabbos, who says that we could be more lenient in the moving of a Keli Shemalach Del Isser, So saying that I want this specific spot, even though you have other places on the table, that would already be included in the heter of tzarech mekaymei. To give some examples of the heter of moving something with tzarech mekaymei, I saw that certainly moving the door of an oven, even though an oven is certainly a keli shemalach del iser, but if you have food in your oven, and again, I'm not going here into the shaila when one may or may not open his oven door, the halacha would be that you're allowed to open your oven door to get to the food. That's called tzarech mekaymei. Or if something fell behind your gas range, and a gas range also is certainly considered a keli shemalach del iser, the halacha would be, again, we have to avoid disconnecting that gas range on Shabbos, but if it's something that you need on Shabbos, you're allowed to move it l'tzarech mekaymei. That's called tzarech mekaymei. There's a very interesting issue that comes up on Shabbos, which is not really the purpose of this year, but I want to mention it as far as the Hilchos Muksa element of this question. Many times people set up Shabbos clocks before Shabbos, and then they realize that they didn't set them up properly with the times that they wanted the clock to go on or off. And there are paiskim that, best known, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chatzai, and again I'm emphasizing that that's not what we want to be discussing in this year. Mitzvah, maybe we'll discuss it in another year. But let's say the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chatzai holds that you're allowed to keep the situation that's current off continue. So in other words, let's say you have your Shabbos clock set up that the light should go out at whatever time, and you decided that you want your lights to remain on. So all you need to do is take out the off tripper that will cause the lights to go out, and they won't go out. And we're not talking about putting it back in another place. We're just talking about removing that tripper. That tripper is certainly a keli shemalach del iser. And the question is the removal of that tripper, besides the issue of putting on and off lights, in a violation of Hilchos Muksa? So the Paiskim say that that isn't the issue. Because if it's a keli shemalach del iser, but it's tzarech mekaymei, the tzarech mekaymei here is I need that space to keep the lights on, that would not be a violation of moving a keli shemalach del iser. Another heter, including the heter of keli shemalach del iser that can be moved l'tzarech mekaymei. Let's say there's a dover muksa, that's a keli shemalach del iser on the table, and I'm sitting by the table and my friend's sitting, we're facing each other, and this keli shemalach del iser, I was thinking, let's say I'm sitting by a desk where there's a computer, and the computer is blocking me from being able to see the person who I'm facing. That would also be considered a case of a keli shemalach del iser that could be moved l'tzarech mekaymei. The Paiskim also continues saying that another example of moving a keli shemalach del iser l'tzarech mekaymei is, let's say you have a clock in your room. You have an alarm clock and it's not plugged in. It's a battery operated alarm clock, and it's set to go off early in the morning on Shabbos, and you want to sleep late on Shabbos. And in fact, we learned the Gemara Shina B'Shabbos. We spoke about Oynik Shabbos and sleeping on Shabbos being an Oynik Shabbos, and we in fact said that that really means sleeping late in the morning more than sleeping during the day. Can you move it out of the room? Is that called Tzarech Mekaymei? That too is included in the halacha of moving something l'tzarech mekaymei. Another example of moving a keli shemalach del iser l'tzarech mekaymei is if you have an umbrella in the way, and the umbrella is in the way in the house. The halacha is you could pick the umbrella up. You don't have to necessarily kick the umbrella away. You can move the umbrella out of the place. That's called moving something l'tzarech mekaymei. The Paiskim discuss what about opening a washing machine door or a dishwasher on Shabbos. So the truth is, on a dishwasher, the paiskim are much more makel, because many people always stack their dirty dishes in the dishwasher. So the dishwasher, therefore, is not only considered a keli shemalak delisser, it may be considered to a degree a keli shemalak delisser laheter. As we discussed in our previous year, a pot that's used both to hold food and to cook food, so the pot is not considered a keli shemalak delisser. Similarly, over here, if somebody always stacks his dishes in the dishwasher after he uses them, so certainly to open and close the dishwasher would be considered moving it, would be considered mutter. But even if you don't always stack your dishwashers after you use them in the dishwasher, but you want to put your dirty dishes, you haven't, that's the best place for you to put them, that would be called tsarif mekaymai. Similarly, let's say somebody has something that got very dirty, a piece of clothing that got very dirty on Shabbos, and he wants to put it into the washing machine, and opening the door of the washing machine. So washing machine is certainly considered a keli shemalak d'le'isser, but if you're opening it up in order to put that dirty clothing into the washing machine, that's called tsarich mekaymai. You need that place, and the paiskim say it may be opened and put the clothing into the washing machine, and then close that door all the covered Shabbos.